Oh, the party's already been started for quite a while. KKFT, it's the Monica J Show on 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley and 99.1 FM for all of Northern Nevada. It's your talk station, 884-9910. You want to get something off of your chest today? That's the number. 884-9910. Love to hear from you. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Be checking out a few emails here in a few minutes. But I want to tell you about something that happened. Love this. Finally, some people getting busted for the fraud that's going on. Yes, imagine that. Fraud going on with our elections. But of course, you're not really going to hear about this because it's on the Democrat side. So, Michigan City clerk charged with altering hundreds of 2018 midterm ballots. Imagine that. Imagine that. But you're not going to hear about that because that's just not what they want you to know about. That's not what they want you thinking about. Oh, and by the way, has anybody noticed that all we have going around the news right now is this false narrative of Trump once again breaking the law, we've got to impeach him, blah, blah, blah. If you could just see into their minds, you know, what they're really saying. Oh, God, we hate this person. We've got to get rid of him. Yeah, that's all it is. Talk about having your, you know, took a scraped and, you know, chapped, doing everything they can. Yet we hear nothing anymore about Jeffrey Epstein. What happened to that? Just kind of fell off the face of the earth. The other suspects involved, the people they're looking for, help for the victims, what became of the personnel that were on duty at times, all the video cameras breaking at the same time. No. We have to waste our time once again with this vendetta that the Democrats have against Trump because he's doing the bidding of the American people. I can just see, I can see the breaking news headlines. You know, Trump calls Vladimir Putin. Huge headlines, you know, shall be impeached now. And then down a little teeny tiny, you know, little teeny tiny print down there at the bottom that, you know, underneath everything, underneath all the scandal, and tells him to get out of so-and-so country, tells him to get out of Syria, tells him to get out of the... All it is a vendetta against Trump because they're breaking up the system that they have worked so hard to put into place, both Republicans and Democrats, to blindside you, to keep you going on your merry way, watching Netflix, taking vacations, playing your video games, doing whatever it takes for you to be distracted on what they are doing in Washington, D.C. to take away your rights, to take away what not only the founding fathers gave you, but as they say, your God-given rights, your protections for life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, all that good stuff that this country has that every other country despises us for or is jealous over. Even right here in Reno, how are we taking homeless advice and regulations and programs from Canada. Another liberal country. This is the powers at work. Because you got too busy with the kids. You got too busy with, you know, all of the soccer games, all of the baseball games, all of the peewee whatever, ballet. When actually, you should have had them probably in tutoring classes for reading, writing, the Constitution, things that would actually educate your children, because they're not getting that education in the school system. Yeah, some kids are. Because their parents are making them learn more. Their parents are making them study harder. Because they're not getting it from school. Good things come when you have parental intervention. Even if that means deprogramming your kids and helping them understand what freedom is, what liberty is. Because as I was educated, they are two different things. All takes us back to education in the schools, doesn't it? How to read bills. How to want a better life for yourself. I'm so glad we're starting to see some Turning Point USA clubs in the high schools now. Not just the UNR students. By the way, quick plug for that. Culture War featuring Charlie Kirk is going to be here October 7th. Get your tickets at tpusa.com/culturewar. Or you can just go on to Eventbrite. Doors open up at 6:30 at the University of Nevada, Reno in the Milt Glick Ballroom. They said about 900 seats they're going to have prepared in there. It's free, but you have to have that ticket. You got to get that ticket. Open to all ages. So I hope not only we fill it with adults supporting Charlie Kirk, trust me, you will love his message. But take the kids as well. Help them understand the fight that we're in and what's going on. So why do I bring up these issues in Michigan? Because they're happening here as well. And now it's going to be even worse to protect our elections because we have same-day voter registration. Same day. Incredible. Liberals from everywhere are trying to take this country down. And as so many smart men and women have said before, the only way to take down this country is from within. And the liberal Democrats and the Democrats and the conservative Democrats are getting pretty ticked off right now that people are paying attention to this and Trump is trying to unravel their plan. We cannot let this happen. Cannot let this happen. It's just another smear. I mean, you look back at all of the impeachment processes that we have been through. And the only two presidents to ever have been impeached are both Democrats. What does that tell you? You can see the transcript of the call. He did nothing wrong. Yet we continuously protect Barack Obama. We continuously protect Hillary Clinton. You know, here's your poll question for today at 991fmtalk.com. Not only can you check out some podcasts there, but you can answer today's poll question. Should Nancy Pelosi be the one to be impeached? Should Nancy Pelosi be impeached? Vote at 991fmtalk.com. The question that we took down, the bombing of the Saudi oil field, was that an intent to draw the U.S. into war with Iran? 75% said, hell yes, it was. Absolutely. Absolutely. Makes me wonder about those, that 25% that voted no. Did you see the president of Iran in his interview with Chris Wallace, somebody who I don't particularly care for? Yeah, that was a joke. We'll get to the phone lines with Paul White joining us here at 884-9910 right after this quick break on KKFT 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley and 99.1 FM Talk.
The station for Tea Party Patriots. FM Talk 99.1 KKFT.
KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910, whatever you would like to talk about today. Or, of course, at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Get to an anonymous, they've asked me not to use their name, email in the email that they've sent. I'll get to that in just a moment. But first off, want to check in with Paul White from QOL, qualityoflifereno.org. That's QOL-reno.org. Log on for, well, anything that we need help with here in Northern Nevada. Hi, Paul. Good morning. Paul, what did you want to discuss today? Okay, call back, Paul. It looks as though we've lost him. Okay, so I will go on to my email first. Hi, Monica. Please do not use my name for this email. Listening to you just now and hearing about DeMonte Ranch student misdeeds. I've had four children go through high school sports, etc. And while all students can become a bit wild at events at times, I can personally attest to the extremely offensive behavior at DeMonte Ranch. Student supporters at a Minogue high school basketball game a few years ago, yelling personal insults at the Minogue cheerleaders, attacking their personal appearance, figures, whether they wore glasses or not, etc., physically intimidating all the gestures. Oh, physically imitating, not intimidating, imitating all the gestures and movements and calls of the Minogue netball coaches. All dressed in a preppy fashion, supposedly imitating the rich kids at Minogue. Inappropriate body gestures throughout the game. One boy so violently twerking that his shorts split up his backside on the court. I could go on. The most shocking thing about this appalling display was that the personnel from DeMonte did precisely nothing until towards the end of the game, when they had a quick word with the students, and then just watched as the bad behavior continued. Having been present at some pretty ruckus athletic activities across the board, I can honestly say I had never witnessed such inappropriate behavior from any other Reno school, or indeed any from Vegas either. A DeMonte student recently told me that this behavior is just par for the course. So it's not a surprise that people continue to be offended. A pity that school spirit and sports cannot be just school spirit and sports. That is pretty sad. I thought sports was about teamwork and good sportsmanship and, you know, congratulating the other team if they won. But now maybe it's just an outlet. I don't know. I don't have kids in school. I just look at it that I didn't see the big deal because of the fact that high schools have been doing this for decades. Decades and decades. But if it is a problem with DeMonte and other schools aren't doing it anymore, if other schools have said, you know what, it's about sportsmanship. We need to teach you that you are a gracious loser, unlike the Democrats. Teach them how to lose gracefully, then, you know, maybe there is a problem at DeMonte. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. I'm hoping we got Paul back. Hi, Paul.
Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, sir.
Good.
Yes,
good.
I can. What would you like to talk about? You're a little low, so I'll just ask producer man to pump you up a little bit. Yeah, okay, speak up.
Okay. I thought you might be interested in that incident at the DeMonte homecoming, I believe, football game with dragging the black dummy around by the rope around the field. And unlike what, you know, how you'd think of it, it's not what it appears to be. I don't believe for a moment, for anybody who didn't read it, they were doing a thing. The other team was called the Knights. They were going to dress up a float, a dummy like a knight, and show it being lassoed by DeMonte. And then they couldn't get a gray dummy, so they bought a black one, and they dressed it up, and then it couldn't stay on the wagon, so it fell off the wagon with a rope around its neck, and they're dragging a black dummy around the field, and kids are running out jumping on it. Well, again, on the surface, people might say, oh, look at this racist thing. An ugly racial avoidable incident was just a side effect, Monica. What you've got is, you got a teacher there somewhere who is supervising this, who should never be allowed near extracurricular events again, who would have told kids that she would have, or he would have thought this was a good idea. You've got a principal or an assistant principal that shouldn't be in their position because they're not watching this stuff that's got a high profile. And then just the side effect of it, in this particular instance, then it throws out all the, you know, creates the angriness from the NAACP and everybody else about, gosh, what are you doing with this insensitive rope and black dummy thing? But that was just a side effect of just absolutely no supervision, no idea how they're maintaining a school. And in this case, it stirs up an avoidable racial situation. But in future ones, it would just stir it up in a dozen different ways. I mean, I don't know what it takes, Monica, for parents to realize that nobody's in charge at these schools and they need to vote with their feet and get their kids out of there or they're never going to change.
That is absolutely 100% correct. Because, I mean, why can't you give constructive ideas on how to, you know, show your rivalry? Why does it have to be, something like that? But then my husband, again, looks back at it. We were talking about this actually just last night. And he just flat out said, what is the big deal? What am I missing? And I'm like, honey, everything has to be an issue nowadays. Everything has to racially divide us. They have to divide us on socioeconomics. They have to separate us on, you know, even what kids do to, you know, just show their frustration. I feel bad. I really feel bad for the kids of Northern Nevada.
Yeah, a decent adult supervising that activity, a decent administrator at the school would have said, let's see, kids, in today's world, let's think of something better to do than throw a rope around a dummy's neck of any color, let alone black, and do this. Let's figure out some way to really have fun in the school spirit. And in other words, a teacher or an administrator with a brain in their head, Monica, would have seen ahead that, this isn't going to be a good idea. There's better ways to do this. But they don't. So they not only show that the school's not under any control, but now they have to go back and put out totally avoidable racial backwash.
Yeah. Please log on to QOL-Reno.org. You want to find out what Paul and Valerie and Tim and his whole team are doing to make this a better community? No homelessness, no bad education system, no corruption in politics. Please, QOL-Reno.org. Thank you so much for calling, Paul, and putting it out on the plate there. We are the home of Fox News in Northern Nevada, so let's take a quick break at KKFT, the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yeah. KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. The talk line is open, and it's all about what you want to discuss. 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Let's go to those lines and check in with Mary this morning. Hi, Mary. What would you like to talk about?
Yes, I was at that Damani Ranch football game. My grandson plays for McQueen, and they were dressed up as a McQueen Lancer. I find that very appalling. And what is the superintendent of the school district going to do about this?
Nothing.
Probably not, you know. And it's too bad that it comes down to that. And what about the parents of these students? Shame on them. Shame on them.
Well, I mean, you know, their money comes from somewhere. I'm sure there are some adults out there who knew what they were going to do. So, yeah. You know, they're still kids. There still needs to be supervision. There needs to be consequences. There needs to be somebody telling kids nowadays that you can't go out and do this, or, you know, you're going to get people riled up. You're going to have issues later down the line. And they don't have any of that, Mary. And the interim superintendent, like I say, I have no faith because she was right there under Tracy Davis. I don't see anything changing until parents start getting involved. They had a meeting just the other day, and only three parents showed up. You cannot affect change that way.
Do they post some dates for the meetings online and stuff?
Yes, they do. You can go to WCSD, and you can get the schedules there, but you can also join WCSD Rants and Raves on Facebook. And, you know, when they try to slip one of those special meetings through, you can find out about that there. And there are some independent, Dr. Kristen McNeil is having independent meetings. They're only an hour at different locations with parents or anybody who wants to show up to answer questions and take concerns about the, you know, how the public feels the district is going. So if you can go to one of those, that would be awesome as well.
Well, I really do appreciate that information. And like I said, being a grandmother, I am totally appalled by that kind of behavior.
So, Mary, thank you so much for the call, and keep doing what you do for your grandkids and keep supporting them. And just, again, parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, helping kids understand the right from wrong, the controversy they're going to start nowadays. This isn't like a Covington thing that went on. Okay? People are going to come down hard on these kids, and we're seeing it. Should have never been a situation. Should have never have been an issue. It's not about reading, writing, science, math. Ugh, hate math. But that's just me. It's not about the Constitution. It's not about our history. Do you think that if we actually taught history in all of its glory and all of its failures authentically, that this would happen? This is why you have stuff like this. This is why when you tear down statues, when you get rid of flags, when you ban conversations, people don't know the real history. You know, people trying to put it in your head that it was black against white. That's what the Civil War was all about. That is just the most ridiculous thing. It was about economics. It was about slavery. It was about so many other things. And forgetting that it was a white president. It was the white Union who so many of them died so there wouldn't be such thing as slavery. Going back to the founding fathers who wanted to abolish it in the Constitution, and yet there were some states that didn't want that. I think it was the Carolinas. But the founding fathers wanted all of the colonies to agree. They wanted it unanimous. If somebody tells you that this is a black versus white issue, they're only trying to divide. They're taking the liberal narrative. And once again, it goes back to education. Our education system is flawed. It has failed. And it is going to continue to fail until parents get involved. Until grandparents get involved. Because a lot of grandparents nowadays are actually taking care. They are the wards of these kids. I was just with a friend yesterday. I said, how's your mom doing? Oh, well, she just finished the fostering papers for, you know, my niece. And it's like, really? At their age, they're supposed to be enjoying their job well done. They're supposed to be enjoying their retirement. But so many grandparents have to take care of the kids now. All goes back to education. We're so focused on these stupid things like Common Core that should never be, the SHARE program that should never be, the Department of Education that should never be, with just their constant surveys and statistics that mean nothing. You cannot teach by one standard. Kids are different, and we want them to be different. We want them to be unique individuals and think for themselves. Not be brainwashed punks that turn into Antifa members, that turn into the far left, that turn into, well, just Democrats. We need a student force of independent thinking, hardworking Americans who want to fix the problems of the past, but also embrace our past and not forget about it. Because when you erase history and you change it just a little bit, not only are you denying it, but then you're just furthering a problem. You're going to have kids that think this is just funny and don't understand the racial overtones. Don't understand why adults are coming forward and calling them racist and that this needs to be punished. And because we're losing our history. I'm sorry, we're not losing our history. The facts will always be there. They're trying to erase our history. I have seen it in print and blogs so many times. And I wish people would wake up about it. Because those people who are screaming, who are pulling statues down, who are ripping flags down, they do not represent this country. The racial divide, like Barack Hussein Obama and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and so many others, Reverend Farrakhan, are trying to instill in the next generation, in these presidential candidates who pander to them, it's not there. The racial hatred is not there. If you want to be whatever, an actor, an actress, a Wall Street broker, a pilot, an astronaut, a cake baker, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the color of your skin or where you come from. You just have to have the drive to do it. That's what has to be instilled in kids. Not that they have to be offended. Not that, oh, well, you didn't get that job because these people, you know, got that job because of favoritism. Because of something special. It's about hard work and working for something. That's what we need to teach. Private school? Charter school? Home school? Parents need to start taking these decisions seriously and doing something about it. Even if your kids only have 1 year left in school, that's still one more year for the brainwashing. One more year for the lack of education. KKFT, it's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk show. Whatever you want to talk about today, 884-9910. And yes, Rebecca, I used his middle name, so. Go back on YouTube and check out some of those videos. Barack Hussein Obama. Still involved. Catch that picture of him shaking that little Greta's hand? Little Miss Greta? Thanks for continuing on our work. That picture of her and George Soros? The strong is, the force is strong in this one. It's Monica at 991fmtalk.com on KKFT. KKFT 92.3 FM in Yerington, Smith Valley. Love that you're on board with us now. And 99.1 FM Talk covering all of Northern Nevada. Talk lines open at 884-9910. What is this just coming across? Breaking news, Trump. Let me take just a second. I got to go with all he's got going on with the impeachment and that stupid phone call that's absolutely nothing. Oh, great. Now, unequivocal evidence after investigation. Oh, this is not looking good. It has now 100% been proven that Donald Trump is guilty of burning down Sheila's she shed. Oh, man. No, I'm just kidding. You know they're going to just blame everything on Trump, even Sheila's she shed, which she's getting a she or she shed now. So I'm sure he'll be booked for that, or at least accused of that. Vance is my history buff, and I thank him so much. It was North Carolina. I knew it was one of the Carolinas. North Carolina that refused to sign the Declaration of Independence if the abolishing of slavery clause wasn't struck out. We should have just struck out North Carolina back then. To imagine all the lives that would have been saved. All of the lives. The whole industry of slavery that was being perpetuated by Africans themselves. Remember? It was black Africans who were going out and actually capturing their countrymen and selling them off. Yeah, people just don't like to hear about that. Fixing our schools. Get rid of the Department of Education and anyone from superintendents to the newest teacher who signs onto even one item from communism, socialism. I'm so glad when people come up with solutions. Thank you for that one. Wasn't that a big deal in the 2016 election? In the primary? Weren't there like three departments everybody was saying that they were going to get rid of, and the top of the list was the Department of Education? Why do we still have that? We need to start trimming down the federal government. Less government, less federal government. Give the decision-making back to the people. What's good for Nevada is not good for Indiana or Michigan. I don't know what's good for Michigan right now. What is good for New York is not good for Nevada. What's good for Washoe County is not necessarily good for Clark County. Give the decision-making back to the parents, back to the people of the counties. The counties should be paying for the education system, not the state. I mean, they should for some of the smaller counties that don't have the money for the education system. Because we do have some desolate counties out there that, you know, only have a handful of kids. Then the state can help them, but the majority should come from the counties helping the counties themselves. We got too big. Everybody's great ideas of having something oversee the different states. No. No. The EPA. No. The Interior. No, let states take care and make their own decisions. This is what the founding fathers wanted. This is what the Republican values are based on, less government. And I hope that's one of Trump's campaign promises for this next cycle. Because Trump is the only president, whether you like him or not, whether you think he's got a foul mouth or not, whether you think he is, you know, unpresidential or not, I think he's very presidential because he's getting things done. He is the only president in our modern age, in the last 100 years, promises made, promises kept. See what the economy can do when politicians actually do what they're saying they're going to do? Politician doing what they say they're going to do. What was that statement? Hell yes, we're going to take away your ARs and AKs. Very special guest coming up in the next hour, Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. We're going to talk to him about your Second Amendment rights and how they're being destroyed. On KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, the home of The Monica Jay Show.